Ready to master yourself, live your mission, and manifest a purposeful, soul-aligned life? Want to charge premium for your gifts as a healer or a mentor? If you keep hitting limiting beliefs or unsure how to magnetize those high-ticket clients for your services, then this is a place for you. Welcome to Eugenia Oganova on a Mission podcast, where we decode self-mastery, help you step into your sovereign authority, and create true agency in your life. For spiritual entrepreneurs, we dive into sustainable marketing and clear messaging that attracts premium clients with ease. Tune in for tangible tools to become self-masterful, expand your vibratory range, grow your impact-driven business, scale with soul design, and elevate the human collective. And here is why you want to listen to me. I've taught over 100 courses to thousands of students across 27 countries. I've been featured in over 100 podcasts and publications. I've mentored hundreds of spiritual coaches and healers on sustainable, soul-led entrepreneurship. I am a self-made multimillionaire and an internationally best-selling author of 4 books. It's time to break through perceived limits and claim what's truly possible for you. Most people think that motivation comes from discipline or pressure or deadlines or fear of falling behind and feeling the push because, God forbid, we miss something and don't do whatever it is we think we're supposed to do. So that is all fake motivation. That is not real motivation. That's adrenaline-based ego story, not reality of divine motivation at all. And not only that adrenaline is actually not sustainable, it also traps you in a limited story. I bet you feel like if you just knew with absolute certainty somehow and clarity what you wanted, well, then you'll be motivated to achieve it, right? So, of course, it's just because you're not clear enough yet on what is it you want to achieve. Then there would be no problem once the clarity arrives. I hear this so often, like, oh, I'm just not clear. That's not the issue with motivation. That's the issue with clarity. Or if you're feeling inspired, well, then, of course, you'd be motivated to move forward. So that's a waiting for the muse. One day, somehow, magically, I will just feel inspired. I don't know, some stars will align. And then, of course, I'll be motivated to go and do the thing, you know, take the action. Oh. Or you feel like you have to motivate yourself because what if I don't do this? What would happen? So I just have to. And then we do this positive talk and affirmations and whatever and all these things that are artificial ways of trying to prop up the thing that's not working on the inside. I bet you've been there. It doesn't feel good. And this is the kind of a circular story that humanity is going through as a collective because so much of the true motivation has been lost due to the source of that motivation being unplugged. And because of that, we just end up doing it in a counterfeit way that actually hurts us. It's kind of like grinding the gears, like if there's no lubricant, no oil, after a while, you're kind of moving, but you're also damaging the equipment. And we're the equipment. So we're literally chemically damaging ourselves by fake dopamine, fake adrenaline, like all these loops, like, I mean, TikTok, right? Like a 30-second dopamine hit. All these things, they're not real motivation, but they kind of like act as if. And they just mess up our systems. So none of those things are true motivation. The real issue is not lack of motivation, is that you have been trained to source it from the wrong place. Comparison, external validation, urgency, scarcity. Ooh, this is the common one. Motivation by scarcity. I got to get out of scarcity. Tribal expectations. This is what everybody expects of me. So I'm motivated to fulfill other people's expectations so that what? So that you feel safe, loved, cherished, supported. All of this is fake. It's all false matrix. It's performance programming. So you push yourself forward and then you burn out because the fuel wasn't there. You stall. You feel like you're stuck. You lose momentum. I hear this story all the time, like, oh, I've been going and then I lost momentum. And it's like, you can't lose spiritual momentum. You can only lose artificial counterfeit momentum that was sourced from the wrong place in the first place. In this lesson, we will recalibrate the source of your motivation, like the actual original root of the problem, because that's how you solve problems, right? You go to the root. So the question that we are working with here is this. What if your motivation was not something you had to manufacture or hope for, but somehow naturally arose from who you are, from within you? What if momentum came from your identity, not pressure? So let yourself contemplate that. Like, really, what shows up for you when you think about manufactured motivation or hope for, waiting for the muse motivation versus something that's natural, something that is spirit-led, something that is from inside of your identity, and then you just sort of moved in a direction and it feels like the energy is carrying you instead of you having to giddy up and carry the energy? What does that feel like for you? In this lesson, we are rebuilding your motivational architecture from the inside out. We are identifying ego-driven propulsion. We are dissolving external influence on your drive to move forward. We activate purpose-based movement. And we stabilize momentum through coherence instead of force. This is not about getting more motivated. Like, it's not about that. You know, this, so many times people say, like, oh, I just need to feel motivated. No, you're looking for a dopamine hit. You're looking for something that makes you feel alive. That is not motivation. That is chemically induced counterfeit false matrix story. So this is not about being more motivated. This is about getting properly aligned. And when this alignment locks in, movement forward in a spirit-led way becomes automatic. You are fueled, you are resourced, you are supported, you are favored, you are gifted for the path that is spirit-led. Versus your ego-led path that you think you should be on. That's the big difference. And of course, in this lesson, there is an amazing meditation waiting for you. As always, the crystalline cathedral of individualized oneness. When all of this stuff I just said becomes real. Inside this cathedral, external noise quiets down. Comparison dissolves. And your individualized frequency becomes clear. You begin to feel the difference between moving because you should and moving because it's yours. It's yours to do. It's natural. It's the next step. Even if you don't see the steps after that, it's still the right step to go. And when this recalibration anchors, you will notice that you stop forcing productivity. You stop procrastinating. You stop comparing timelines. You move forward, but without drama. Your energy stabilizes. Your soul work feels cleaner, more precise to you, without all this questioning and emotional drama or mental confusion. You do not need motivation. You become momentum. Motivation is just implied. That's a very different state of being. That is a completely different operating system. It's not anymore about hustle culture or pushing harder. It's not about manifesting faster through your effort. And it's not about becoming passive either. Sometimes people think like, oh, I just need to step out of the way and then motivation happens. Not quite that way either. It's more like a coherent propulsion that is based on the correct identity and the correct alignment. This is when effort matches your identity, or the other way around, identity matches your effort. This is where movement matches your frequency, or the other way around, whichever frequency you're at creates your movement. This is about where momentum matches your purpose, or the other way around, purpose matches your momentum, because now you are in syntropy. It's an infinity loop. So both sides are equal. The energy is moving you. Instead of you having to push the rock up the mountain, you end up being carried along in the current. That's what living in flow all about. That's the true motivation. And 2026 energies expose all misaligned motivations very quickly. If you're moving for the wrong reason, your system will feel it immediately. But if you're moving with this individualized oneness, the path opens up clearly. Because if you are spirit activated and through you, you are running Christos Sophia light, your inner operating system naturally is up-leveled and your motivation becomes automatic. So in this lesson, we will train your body, your brain, and your nervous system, and your energetics to remain in this alignment when you're able to hold those energies of Christos Sophia, of the high aligned spirit light within yourself, so that your body can recognize it and naturally remain there. All right. Before you dive into the lesson, ask yourself this. Where is my current momentum coming from? Whatever momentum in your life, whatever movement you got, from spirit alignment or from pressure, expectations, fears? Do I even have a momentum? Let yourself get clear before you dive in so that you can internally understand your dynamics, layout as it is before you start upgrading it and changing it and rewiring it. All right. So then you dive into the lesson, definitely into the meditation. It would be a really amazing experience for you. And notice what changes in your body when comparison dissolves, when this pressure dissolves. I am so looking forward to seeing the transformations that this will bring for you. All right, I will see you on the inside. My love to you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Eugenia Oganova on a Mission. Want to know more? Check out my websites, transcensiongate.com, for my books, courses, and for the Transcension School to advance your consciousness and personal mastery, and eugeniaoganova.com for advice on how to sustainably create, grow, and scale your business by aligning with your unique soul design. Are you the type of person who loves to help? If you got something out of this episode, I would love for you to share this on the social media, to shout us out on the Facebook and Insta at Eugenia Oganova. To make sure that you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe right now. And your ratings and reviews go a long way to help promote the show. It means a lot. So thank you so much for being here, and I will see you next time.